all the dignitaries, all the people that supposedly were the leadership, the decency, the highest class of humanity in that area, came together. They are going to defend the justice, quote unquote. They are going to find out the truth, in a way, not to keep it, but to silence the truth. They are going to try to establish a lie permanently. Too late. They are only following the lie of the father of lies. They are going to defend their institutions so they can continue their corruption. So they are gathered there, the whole congregation of the leaders of the Jews in Jerusalem. And probably the leader, the high priest, is the president of this congregation, the chairman of this assembly. And he asked, on behalf of all of them, "Art thou the Christ? Tell us." And the Lord answers, "If I tell you, you will not believe." You see? One purpose that the Lord was talking upon this earth is that those who want to believe can believe. These will not believe, not now. And then he says, "If I ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go." He could have gone. He didn't have to come. He was not forced to come. If he had to come to this place, it's because he wanted to. "If I ask you, you will not answer me. Ye will not face the truth, nor let me go. You will not change your way of thinking. You are united with your father, the devil. Hereafter shall the Son of Man sit on the right hand of the power of God." Then said they all, perhaps in chorus, "Art thou then the Son of God?" And he said unto them, "Ye say that I am." What does that mean? It's not only "ye say that I am." It's not only "ye say that I am." It's not only "ye say that I am." Any combination of this, if we take, it's all of that together. If he was not the Son of Man, would they ever ask that question? Why they didn't ask Barabbas or somebody else, "Art thou the Son of God?" How come they didn't ask Herod or the high priest or any one of them? They knew for sure that none of them is in any relationship with God. And then they answered. They took that as a firm confirmation that he himself says that he is the Son of God. And they answered, "What need you any further witness? For we ourselves have heard of his own mouth." So his only wrong, his only accusation was that he is the Son of God. May that glorious, wonderful grace, even in humility, even in that situation being despised and rejected, be the grace of each one, that there be no other guilt, no other accusation, no other wrong on our part, but that one that we are the disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then let it be whatever may happen. Without the will of our Heavenly Father, not even a hair from off our head can fall down. So, we see that there is only one that suffered and endured all. And he did that patiently and calmly. And he did that with pain, grief, in agony, and yet with peace, with unshaken will to fulfill the will of the Father and to save that fallen humanity. And so he did. To him be glory and honor forever. Amen.